brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Congressman Ron Paul, running for president, scheduled to join us in the next 20 minutes. Right now, we're going right back to your phone calls. Let's move fast. Nicholas in New Jersey, thanks for holding here on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I'm sorry to call about something annoying like this, especially after that caller a few minutes ago. But this has been bothering me a lot. On the Infowars.com website, you go on there, and the first thing you see at the very top is something that says, take this and live forever.
I know, but it's real fish oil. That's just meant to grab your attention. It doesn't actually say that on the literature of the website. So, you know,
I know, you have to make small compromises
with advertising, but it doesn't, it's real, you know, high-quality fish oil, and I think fish oil is really good for you. And then once you go to the site, that's just a slogan. It doesn't say that.
I agree with you about the benefits of fish oil, and I understand that you have to make compromises, but that is something that really serves as a discredit because I try to show the website to people to get them interested in this, and people are skeptical, certainly, especially about stuff that has to do about 9/11 and the truth. And that's
well, I tell you what, just send me a bunch of donations and we won't have that up there. How's that sound? I mean, I just, come on, support me. I got a bunch of employees, I got to pay them.
But I mean, you wouldn't have pornography advertising on there. There's a lot of.
Well, there's a lot of advertisers I've turned down, and there's stuff I found out we've accepted that later I don't accept. So.
Well, look, there's going to be this BBC report on, what is it, Sunday or Saturday of this weekend, and.
But I've told you again, I'm not your leader, and I'm not perfect, and I told you I believe in that product, and so, again, it's not my job just to live up to everybody's standards.
I recognize that, and I recognize that you're not our leader, and you're not the only person who's fighting this battle, but InfoWars is a very important part of this battle, and it's...
Well, I got another advertiser that says, hold on, somebody's talking to me. Sorry, I got people coming in the studio. I got another advertiser that says, don't drink water. And then you go read it, and it says, don't drink fluoridated water. So, I mean, whatever, man. It's an advertising thing to catch somebody's eye, okay? And so I don't claim to be Jesus Christ, and I think that stuff, you know, actually works well, and I thought about it long and hard beforehand. Okay, but listen, I appreciate your call, okay? Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Robert in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
You know, if Jeff really wants sterilization, I think we should take a Bunic, and he should be the first one to volunteer.
Well, that's right, because he could accidentally get somebody pregnant. So he needs to go in and ask him to castrate him immediately.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, I'm glad that Ron Paul's going to be on there. I'm trying to. I don't have much money, but I have plenty of times, a copy machine, and plenty of paper. So I'm trying to put out those flyers for Ron Paul for president. So
that's awesome.
I've been very lucky or very blessed in many ways to be where I needed to be. I worked in the government for many years. I'm also working now with support staff with social services. Always in a supportive field, supportive role, but I get to...
No, I know there's social services that doesn't do the bad stuff. It's special little groups.
Yeah, I mean, we work in supporting the adoption parts of it, so basically the detaining or anything like that's pretty much over, but I've read some awful things. But I also...
See, that's how compartmentalization works.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of like you were eating a steak and you thought it was cow, but really it was human. You know, you didn't go out and bushwhack the person and cut them up and serve it as beefsteak or pork, but nonetheless, and I know there's bad stuff going on. The point is it should be criminal. This is an industry, and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and you've only got certain compartments that are involved in the bad stuff. Anything else you want to add? Well, stay there. I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to play a clip of Ron Paul, and then I'm going to go to the congressman. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Right here on the GCN Radio Network, the websites are JonesReport.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, and of course many others. We'll be right back.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hey Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralose?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralose. Sucralose is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralose specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralose to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ron Paul will be joining us coming up in a segment or so. Right now we're taking your calls. Robert in California had another point he wanted to make. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Jeff is just an example of these kids that are being brought up today in school. I'm lucky that, you know, I got custody of my son when I went through a custody battle, and he's able to question what goes on, and I show him, you know, books and articles, but Jeff seems to have been indoctrinated and just doesn't question anything. And that's the whole part about education, is to question and to learn and to increase your knowledge and not just from your own little, you know, focal point. I mean, I worked in the Navy, and, you know, there was many things that we had to do. And I worked in the Naval Unintelligence Department, and, you know, I've read many reports that come across that didn't make sense until, you know, sometimes an article would come by that was from a foreign news operative, and then it would be shoveled through our department, and then by the time they rolled out to the general public, it was completely changed. So these guys.
Well, I mean, the government admits they're involved in propaganda, and you can't convince people like Jeff that they're even doing it when they admit they're doing it. I mean, the president purchasing almost $2 billion in fake news, and it's ruled illegal, and he says, I will continue it, and people don't, like Jeff, it's called surrender.
Right.
It must feel good at a certain level to just not care, not worry about anything, and just be totally oblivious.
Well,
totally oblivious.
I think the surrender you're talking about is a part of giving up your will. I mean, the surrender that we do in the spirit with the God of my understanding is something totally different than the surrender that
Oh, no, I agree with you. I mean, that's a surrender to then be enlightened and take action and stand up against evil. No,
right.
I'm talking about a surrender. Yeah, no, a total surrender of will and just groveling like some type of animal who just buys. I mean, the government can put out propaganda that's 180 degrees from what they put out the day before, and people like Jeff will buy it. I appreciate your call. Now, Ron Paul does these legislative updates every week. And I know some of the local radio stations play these over some of the bottom of the hour, top of the hour news that plays on some of the shows. And I can't say I disagree with them. Boy, the news is just amazing. Talk about propaganda. And so I get a chance to hear it. But for years, in fact, Genesis years ago would play this over the first 5 minutes before Derry Brownfield started. We should re-institute that, in my humble opinion. Not that I... what I say doesn't hang up at the network, but too busy to even try to be involved. But here is Ron Paul talking about this worship of the state, this worship of government. Here it is.
Hello, this is Ron Paul with the weekly update for Monday, February 5th. With the elections over and the 110th Congress settling in, the media have been reporting ad nauseum about who has assumed new political powers in Washington. We're subjected to breathless reports about how so-and-so is now the powerful chair of an important committee, how certain candidates are amassing power for the 2000 election, and so on. Nobody questions the use of the word power or considers its connotations. It's simply assumed in Washington and the mainstream media that political power is proper and inevitable. The problem is that politicians are not supposed to have power over us. We're supposed to be free. We seem to have forgotten that freedom means the absence of government coercion. So when politicians and the media celebrate political power, they really are celebrating the power of certain individuals to use coercive state force. Remember that one's relationship with the state is never voluntary. Every government edict, policy, regulation, court decision, and law ultimately is backed up by force in the form of police, guns, and jail. That is why political power must be fiercely constrained by the American people. The desire for power over other human beings is not something to celebrate, but something to condemn. The 20th century's worst tyrants were political figures, men who fanatically sought power over others through the apparatus of the state. They wielded that power absolutely without regard for the rule of law. Our constitutional system, by contrast, was designed to restrain political power and place limits on the size and scope of government. It is this system, the rule of law, which we should celebrate, not political victories. Political power is not like the power possessed by those who otherwise obtain fame and fortune. After all, even the wealthiest individual cannot force anyone to buy a particular good or service. Even the most famous celebrities cannot force anyone to pay attention to them. It is only when elites become politically connected that they begin to impose their views on all of us. In a free society, government is restrained and therefore political power is less important. I believe the proper role for government in America is to provide national defense, a court system for civil disputes, a criminal justice system for acts of force and fraud, and little else. In other words, the state as referee rather than an active participant in our society. Those who hold political power, however, would lose their status in a society with truly limited government. It simply would not matter much who occupied various political posts, since their ability to tax, spend, and regulate would be severely limited. This is why champions of political power promote an activist government that involves itself in every area of our lives from cradle to grave. They gain popular support by promising voters that government will take care of everyone, while the media shower them with praise for their bold vision. Political power is inherently dangerous in a free society. It threatens the rule of law and thus threatens our fundamental freedoms. Those who understand this should object whenever political power is glorified. Thanks for calling this update at 888-322-1414. The text of this and previous messages can be found at www.house.gov/Paul. Thanks for calling.
All right, there is the congressman. He's scheduled to call in the next 5 minutes. I wanted to spend some time now. We'll get to your calls later if we have time when the congressman leaves us. I wanted to go over the speech he gave today. This is the Honorable Ron Paul of Texas before the U.S. House of Representatives. Statement for hearing before the House Financial Services Committee, Monetary Policy, and State of the Economy. Transparency in monetary policy is a goal we should all adopt. I've often wondered why Congress so willingly has given up its prerogative over monetary policy. Astonishingly, Congress, in essence, has ceded total control over the value of our money to a secretive central bank. At the end of this, we probably won't have time to read it all. He calls for abolishing the Federal Reserve yet again and introduces the legislation. Congress created the Federal Reserve, yet it had no constitutional authority to do so. We forgot that those powers not explicitly granted to Congress by the Constitution are inherently denied to Congress, and thus the authority to establish a central bank never was given. And it's a private banking cartel is what it is. Of course, Jefferson and Hamilton had the debate early on, and the debate seemingly settled in 1913. And the British banks and French banks predominantly publicly lobbied for over 100 years to finally get that. And on his deathbed, I would add, Thomas Jefferson, they said, well, what are you most proud of in your life? Not Thomas Jefferson. Old Hickory, Andrew Jackson, said, I killed the bank. He stopped it in the 1830s. Continuing, but transparency and oversight are something else, and they're worth considering. Congress, although not by law, essentially has given up all its oversight responsibility over the Federal Reserve. There are no true audits, and Congress knows nothing of the conversions, conversations, plans, and actions taken in concert with other central banks of the world. We get less and less information regarding the money supply each year, especially now that the M3 is no longer reported as of the start of last year when the new Fed chairman, Edward Bernanke, came in. I added, the role the Fed plays in the president's secretive working group on financial markets goes unnoticed by members of Congress. The Federal Reserve shows no willingness to inform Congress voluntarily about how often the working group meets, what actions it takes that affect the financial markets, or why it takes those actions. But these actions, directed by the Federal Reserve, alter the purchasing power of our money. They've devalued it by almost half. I added, but these actions, directed by the Federal Reserve, alter the purchasing power of our money. Let that sink in. And that purchasing power is always reduced. The dollar today is worth only 4 cents compared to the dollar in 1913. That's about a two-year-old conservative number. It's about 1.5. Again, the dollar, but what does it matter? 4 cents or a cent and a half. The dollar today is worth only 4 cents compared to the dollar in 1913 when the Federal Reserve started. This has profound consequences for our economy and our political stability. All paper currencies are vulnerable to collapse, and history is replete with examples of great suffering caused by such collapses, especially to a nation's poor and middle class. This leads to political turmoil. And continuing with Congressman's speech, you can just simply go to Liberty Committee, his website that we have a link to up on Infowars.com, and read it for yourself. The speech has several pages left to it. That's the speech that he gave today. We now have the congressman on the line, but we've got a break here in about 45 seconds. I'll just bring him up now and say congratulations, Congressman, that you're going to be running for president.
Well, we've formed this exploratory committee, and that's the first step in that direction.
And how long until we get a up-and-running big website and campaign gear? Because I know people are very excited. I've never seen such excitement.
I think everything is in place. There were a few of the banking details to be worked out, which should be within hours, not days, that it should be all in place.
All right. We've got a quick break, sir, and we'll be right back on the other side. I want to talk about your run for the presidency. I want to talk about reintroducing the bill to abolish the Federal Reserve and a host of other issues, the conflict with Iran. It's all coming up on the other side.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, February 15, 2007, gold 668.80. Ounce gold coins are at 690.33, 347.72 for half, 173.99 for quarter ounce, at 690.84, 347.82, 173.99. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Bible prophecy talks about the United States, British Commonwealth, Russia, China, and the communist world in the last days? Did you know that it predicts a confrontation between atheistic communism and the Western world of Christianity? The plans have already been laid and they conform to Bible prophecy. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while our operators are standing by to take your call.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Welcome back. We've just got the congressman for this segment and part of the next because he is super busy. Again, we're honored to have him running for president. Congressman Paul, I got good news yesterday, and obviously you had it before I did, that you're going to be in the debates, some of the first debates on CNN, and finally get some badly needed attention for your presidential run.
That is right, and I think that is going to be April 4th, and if I'm not mistaken, it's 7 o'clock Eastern time.
Amazing. What are some of the issues you're going to be talking about to the American people when you're there with tens of millions watching?
Well, to me, it will always be the same issue that I guess I've been talking about for 30 years, how big government destroys personal liberty and why we need to get rid of things like the income tax and the Federal Reserve and shrink the size of government and come up with a sensible foreign policy. But first, we have to learn to live within our means and not trust so much in government to take care of us from cradle to grave.
My meager suggestion is to also bring up controlling our borders, obviously, as the zeitgeist, and defeating and reversing the North American Union. Can you speak to those issues?
Absolutely. You know, I work that into the foreign policy because what we don't need to be doing is spending $700 billion overseas. We need to bring our troops home, save a lot of money, deal with our borders, deal with our national sovereignty, get rid of these proposals for highways going from Mexico to Canada, and once again believe that national sovereignty is a legitimate position to take rather than thinking that we have to work to a North American Union and develop a new currency, the Amero, and turn us into something what the European Union is like. And those plans are, you know, pretty much on their way, and we still have a lot of work to do, and yet I think when the American people know what's going on, they're going to resist it. Once they realize how much property is going to be confiscated just to build some of these highways they're talking about.
How do listeners support your campaign? When is it going to really officially kick off?
Well, for legal reasons, we're not allowed to be talking about campaign as much as exploring because we do certain things under exploring versus campaign. But obviously in an exploration, you're looking for two things. You're looking for supporters that you could be helpful in a campaign, and you're looking for donors, which they're allowed to donate to an exploratory committee. So the goal is to locate individuals, and that's been the biggest task, and that's where I've been the most surprised because, and maybe you won't be as surprised, but we're getting a lot of inquiries, and like you say, we have so many inquiries, and because we don't have everything in place, it's almost overwhelming us because we are literally getting thousands of emails, and we don't have the staff yet, which we have to get put together. But eventually, that is exactly what we want. We want people to communicate with us, and they would do that with RonPaulExplorer.com, and they can do that now, but it's going to be in much better shape, I believe, by morning.
Okay, so the website's been basic the last few weeks since your preliminary announcement, but you're going to be beefing the site up and getting it up to speed here in the next day or so.
Right, that is the case, and we unbelievably gotten so many inquiries, and spontaneously, people have been sending us check. That website does have a mailing address on it, so things are going rather well.
Well, we've told the listeners to support you, and certainly we're going to be supporting your campaign 110%, and I really can't think of any other candidate who fits to constitutional muster like yourself. You are heads above some of the other candidates. Tom Tancredo's good on a few issues, but compared to you, Congressman, there's no talk of abolishing the Federal Reserve. There's no talk of getting us out of the North American Union. There's no talk of getting us out of the war. And so I've talked to the Constitutional Party. I've talked to the Libertarians. Everyone I've talked to at the national level is saying they're not even going to field presidential candidates against you, which is good because anybody that does that is really putting the brakes on, I think, really a last-ditch attempt to do something at the executive level. I think you've got a great chance of winning.
Well, we'll find out what it's all about, but I think one thing I like about you and your audience is that you have an understanding about the importance of civil liberties and protections of our liberties here at home, and that you understood the evils in the Patriot Act and, you know, the FISA courts and the military courts and tribunals, you know, those kind of things. A lot of conservatives don't want to talk about it, and yet they're crucial. Just the fact that they can declare martial law in this country and they get rid of posse comitatus and actually weaken the Insurrection Act, that, you know, right now, a president, if he so desired, could declare martial law rather easily here. The only thing that there would be the resistance to would be the will of the people, which is pretty strong as well. But sometimes things move along too quickly, you know, in a time of a crisis, you know, in times of hurricanes or you have another 9/11 incident, people might say, well, what we need is a strong president to come in and protect us and take care of us.
Well, I think it's important to do what you're doing, to talk about that issue, to beat that drum, to preemptively preempt that type of action being some type of emergency being seized on.
Right, and but the law has been changed where the president has much more authority to make a declaration of an emergency.
Let's elaborate on that in our final segment with Congressman Ron Paul running for president. I'm proud he's a Texan.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
All right, just a little bit of time left with the congressman, and he'll be joining us in the near future to speak at greater length and hopefully even take your calls. But he's got a big vote on the Iraq resolution coming up tonight and big events this weekend as well. Congressman, I want to bring up a separate issue from what's happening across the planet. A few months ago, I talked to you during a break, and I said, "Please, sir, run for president. We're going to draft you." And you were like, "No way, couldn't raise the money, they just crushed me." When did it change? Was it overnight, or was it one morning you woke up? Or what made you decide to go ahead and run, and when was that?
Well, it was about 5 weeks ago or so, and it was gradual, and then, of course, I had to make a final decision. But probably Kent Snyder with the Liberty Caucus, an individual I've worked with now for 4 or 5 years, but actually I've known him for a lot longer than that, he typed up a memo using the arguments that you have made and others, and convincing me that not knowing the outcome is not the reason you don't do it, that you don't know what the outcome is, but he convinced me that some good could come of it. And that's about the way I've operated over the years, whether I ran for Congress the first time, not ever believing once that I'd ever be in Congress, and things happen, so you don't know exactly how events will transpire. And I got to thinking, you know, well, maybe some good could come of it, and I know it would be hard work,
And then I finally made that major step and said I would go along with somebody formulating this exploratory committee.
Was it also the knowledge that there was a lot of support out there?
Well, suspicion, because I think the absolute knowledge is still yet to be proven. But like I told you earlier, I've been pleasantly surprised. The spontaneity has been pretty great. And in many ways, I've been as much involved in education as you have been trying to tell people what's going on as much as being in politics. So I would say that since the 70s, education, economic education and political education has been my main goal.
Congressman.
But a lot of other groups are doing that too, and I think we're starting to see the results.
Congressman, I think you have a chance to win, even with some of the vote fraud that's going on with these electioneering companies. I think you've got a really good chance of winning, and I think, as you said, the indicators are there is massive support there, just as you've formed your exploratory committee. But what about it? Let's talk about it. The danger to yourself. We know that real grassroots populist candidates have had elites come after them with not just smear campaigns, but physically. And obviously, you thought about that. Can you give us your thoughts on it?
Well, I have, and I guess right now I reassure myself that the establishment and the opposition right now are very, very content to ignore me. And so as long as that is the position, I guess I'm not going to have a great deal of concern. Now, if something breaks loose and our numbers are much greater than even I or you believe and things go very well, then I would have to reconsider those issues and maybe deal with it. But right now, I don't think about looking around corners.
I understand. Are you saying that earlier it's a win-win? Because you do have a chance to win, but regardless, you're going to get to educate the country at a greater level.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. But you know, the people who are interested in me running don't even want to hear the other one. They want a firm conviction that you're running a serious race and doing it in a serious manner. So I still think you can do both. I mean, not everybody can win, but I think there can be few more serious than I am, and few that have more to offer as far as a truly philosophic difference to what the status quo has been like over these many decades.
If elected president, what would your first act be?
Well, there's so much you could do, but it would be limited in its ability. You know, you might say, well, let's just write an executive order and get rid of the IRS or something.
But you're going to follow the Constitution, so
yeah.
You couldn't do that.
No, that's right. And so you would want to find out how much you can do, how much repealing you can do by executive orders. I don't like executive orders, but maybe you can repeal executive orders and still be very consistent with the Constitution. I told somebody the other day the first thing I would do is probably have a meeting with the Congress, because a true meeting of the minds with the Congress, because in many ways the Congress are derelict in their duties, and the president should be the CEO. He should be looking to the Congress, and the Congress should be the board of directors.
Basically going to say you guys are free, you gals are free, you're no longer the lapdog.
That's right, and you should put the burden on them on most of these things, the spending. And my challenge would be to repeal or to veto these spending bills and look for a coalition of getting a third of the Congress to sustain vetoes
and expanding the Liberty Caucus.
Yes, that would be it. But the other thing you could do as president, you could start changing an attitude toward borders, and you could change your attitude about the war. And you could say, well, the war was accomplished when Saddam Hussein was killed, and start moving our troops home and bringing them home and saving not $10 billion, but maybe hundreds of billions of dollars, and probably diminishing the threat of terrorism a lot by extricating ourselves from the Arab and Muslim Holy Land.
Last question. We've got to let you go. The big Iraq vote's coming up tonight. How do you see that shaking out?
Well, I think maybe you misled a little bit on that. It's tomorrow night at midnight that the vote is occurring, and I think it'll pass rather easily, and there'll probably be, my guess would be maybe 30 Republicans supporting it, and that means that they'll be on record of saying that we should not have a build-up. The truth is the Republicans who are arguing against this are correct in that this doesn't have any meat to it. And my argument yesterday when I gave my 5 minutes was that if you're truly opposed to this, you have to do it with the funding. We have the authority and the responsibility.
Was it, wasn't the buildup really about making the debate about the buildup instead of a drawdown?
Yeah, that is the, and I also called it a distraction from the events going on with Iran, where both leaders sides of the aisle are supporting, you know, these threats toward the Iranians, and that's what is really frightening me, that we're going to take on another country on top of the mess we have in Afghanistan, the mess we have in Iraq, and of course, we literally used the proxy army to take over Somalia. So we need to reverse that attitude.
Well, Congressman, you've got my support. You've got the support of my listeners all over the nation. You've got the support of the country. We're going to be praying for you and supporting you 110%. And Godspeed, go out there and take on the New World Order. And with God's help, we can bring it down.
Thanks a lot. Good to talk to you.
Good talking to you. Take care. There goes Congressman Ron Paul. And we did have him for longer, but then they found out there was more on the schedule. And so we're going to be having him in the near future on, I hope, for a full hour so we can take some of your phone calls. But anti-New World Order, 110%, perfect constitutional voting record. You could not ask for a more thoroughbred founding father level quality. You could not ask. He is the silver bullet. And if he can get in there, but instead of being a dog and pony show like Ross Perot, really have strong showings in Ohio and in California, in New Hampshire, because they're trying to shift it out to California, it is curtains for the New World Order on many levels. And obviously he knows they'll physically come after him that point. But again, He knew he had to seize this. This is destiny. And his 30 years of hard work are going to pay off. He has a chance to win. That's why they pre-positioned the electronic voting machines. They knew there'd be a rebellion. All the poll numbers show every issue that Paul supports is wildly popular with the American people and is constitutional. And you heard him. Using the executive power that's even limited, he can repeal the unconstitutional executive orders, thousands of them put into power by previous presidents, and he can go to the Congress and let them know that they are not bound by the unitary dictatorial executive. He can use the presidency as a bully pulpit, as a gigantic global bullhorn. The president cannot be ignored. And even if he just does a good run, it will inject real issues into the presidential debate. And that in and of itself is a nightmare for the establishment. I look for CNN, that's what they always do, to claim he's on the roster so he can't lobby until the day or the day before the Republican presidential debates, or it won't be carried, or it'll be on CNN once and won't get a lot of attention. But we will see what happens. Let's go to calls. Larry in Iowa, then Terry, Robert, and many others. Go ahead, Larry.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
You do a good job. You have a tough job because the manifestations of basically events and actions that are carried out are hard to explain unless it's very unwieldy. It's all based on philosophy and religion and before that, providence. And to explain the tools they use takes time. And some of the tools is micro and macro mind control. And, it's been marginalized by one of their tools, the media. Every time you see something that's probably actually pretty true, it becomes a movie, and that in a way is just another marginalization, because that's supposed to be unreal, that's something made up. And
there's semantical word games, and there's conditioning, and there's changing the language,
yeah.
And there's denying big issues and then repackaging it as something else. Yeah, it's just, it's a whole science with all the top experts working to enslave and control the people, because that's why they're in power, because they do that.
We have a hard time convincing people, it's black and white, these officers or these agents, they should do the right thing, because that's what we see on TV, that people, in spite of their situations, their vested interest in maintaining the status quo, they go ahead and do that, but it's not as easy. In an agrarian society, when you were self-sufficient and you knew how to survive, it was easier to do the right thing. But, you know, we live in the world we live in today.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run.
Right.
And now we've been domesticated.
And one great story that I've tried to document I always maintain this dissonance because you have to. Nothing is absolutely true unless you, try to fortify it or disqualify it from all different directions. And I don't know if you've ever heard of the story of Gunther Rusbacher and Raylon Rusbacher concerning October Surprise and Paul Wilcher.
Yes.
Her chronology of how she married him, and shortly thereafter he went to prison, and the manipulation, even amongst their own intelligence officers, it's just mind-blowing.
It is. I appreciate your call. I got to jump. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Terry in California. You're on the air.
Hello there, Alex. I just wanted to tell you that the forefathers of this country are proud of what you're doing.
Well, thank you.
I mean, you are a true American, and so is the congressman, and we all need to stand up like this. I'm a fellow broadcaster. I've worked in broadcasting for 35 years, so I know what you're doing to put this show together, and you do an incredible
job. I was going to ask. You sound like you got a radio voice.
Yep. Started at the age of 14. The reason I'm calling...
People ask how we get these voices. I think we already have deep voices, so that tailors us for radio. But then my voice gets deeper over the years. I think it's the tons of talking makes
exactly.
It get deeper.
Yes, it does. Yeah. I've been listening to what's going on with BBC and what's coming. I just want to give you a suggestion. After this program runs on the weekend, I wanted to suggest that you call the producer next week and record the conversation and invite him to come onto your show. And then ask him why he didn't put Northwood on, why he didn't put the other material on showing 9/11 for what it is.
You know, that's a good idea. I've actually got his contact number at home. Guys, I don't want to wait on this. I know they're listening in the other room. Call my wife, get Guy Smith's number, get me all the numbers, or it's probably in your email from they were here 5-6 months ago. Let's get all that together, and let's invite him on the air.
Yeah, if he doesn't come on the air, it'll discredit him. If he comes on the air, you'll discredit him. So, you get blasted like this all the time from guys like this who are trying to prove you wrong.
The thing is, it doesn't work anymore.
No, it doesn't. I mean, I honestly, a couple years ago, I had a really smart friend of mine point me in your direction. I have downloaded your videos. I have gone through them. I've researched independent videos, official footage from the networks, the whole routine, because I was one of those that said, nah, this can't be real. And now I know you're telling the truth. As a matter of fact, here I am. I'm taking care of my mother who's 80 years old. So I've got a lot of free time. So I've been researching on the internet, looking at all the videos. You're telling the truth. It's just really hard for people to accept it. And I thought, well, what can I do? So I started recording stuff off TV and calling in to the Republican radio stations. I live in Bakersfield, California right now. And it's Republican Central here. It's a joke. And they got Republican radio guys, saying everything is bad. So the day after everybody voted Democrat, I went on to a guy named Jazz's show here in town. He ended up yelling that I'm a conspiratist, blah, blah, blah. He hung up on me. Made one big mistake. I air-checked it. And I took it and posted it up on YouTube along with other things. And everybody can do this. They can record the material. They catch it. Goes
so
on.
So you recorded their lies, then let me guess, then added video clips with even mainstream media admitting it.
Yes, exactly. And one I've done completely blew me away. I just looked at it on YouTube. I simply called it Cell Phone FBI. Can listen even when phone is turned off. And the other ones I'd had thousands of viewers. I've had that posted on YouTube for 40 days. Currently I've had 53,600 viewers.
Well, that's the thing is their monopoly has been broken, and this BBC piece also covers that. And the fact that the establishment is panicking, so what did they do? They lobbied 150-plus million to shut down net neutrality, folks, and that will shut down most of the web. I mean, they're openly trying to do it because they've got to. They cannot let this continue.
Yeah, we've got to fight back because this is our true freedom. The Internet is true freedom for not only the United States but for the world.
Well, I agree. Send us some of your clips. Email us some of that information because we're posting a lot of the independent YouTube producers that are doing work. But This is how it works. You talk about the free market of ideas. You've got these staid individuals inside the main networks, inside the big powerhouses, and then you've got good, hardworking, smart people in those systems that won't compromise, who are kept at low level or fired. And so all you get left with at the top is a bunch of people playing the game from 30 years ago when they had no one to air check them, no one to show how they're lying, no one to dissect what they're doing. And now they're still playing the 30, 40-year-old game where they can just sit there and laugh at us throwing boulders. But the problem is we're not 2 inches tall now. We're as big as they are and growing even bigger. And so I hope they keep their hubris for a little while longer. But I think they're starting to figure it out, though, my friend. I think they're starting to find out that they're like the dinosaurs.
Yeah, but it's too late. America's waking up.
It is. I mean, I don't get up here to just say that to be a cheerleader at a pep rally. I go on hundreds and hundreds of talk shows every few months where the host is attacking me and almost every caller agrees with me. Okay, it's not just the shows where they agree. And then the callers agree. Folks, they are losing control. The only illusion that's left is that we still individually feel like we're the minority. Anything else, Terry?
Yeah, I actually wanted to mention something about what you were just talking about filtering. I want to applaud you. This is the very first time I've ever called your show. And I want your listeners to know, I was not questioned about what I was going to talk to you about. They did not filter me. They just put me in line to speak what I wanted to. And I applaud you for that, man.
Well, thank you. Well, all other talk radio, they do.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing
seashores of old Mexico.
Welcome back. Final segment. I'm going to talk to Robert and Jared and... Who's the last caller that was in that line? Holland, and that's going to be basically it. I'm not going to belabor it. If you want to support us and get powerful films that are info warfare tools, go to Infowars.com, Infowars.com today. And just look at it. Look at the different packages, the T-shirts, the books, the videos, my films, all the other books and videos I carry by other wonderful researchers. You support us, you support them, but most importantly, you get powerful, professionally produced, documented truth videos, and you're authorized, you're encouraged to make copies of all of my films for nonprofit educational purposes. I'm begging you to put them on Access Television. I'm begging you to make copies and give them to people. And then there's PrisonPlanet.tv, unbelievable activist tool. Go there, download all my films, weekly TV reports, special reports, burn them to disk, give them to people, whatever you think's the most informative. And there's something for everybody there in your family or your neighbors that'll, you know, that you think that you instinctively think will really reach out to them. PrisonPlanet.tv or 1-888-253-3139 to call the toll-free number, and you can order there as well, and they can answer your questions at 888-253-3139. Robert in, what is he in, San Diego? I'm kind of bumbling today. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm the college RTV student. We've talked several times before.
Yes, sir. What's
first
on your mind?
Let me say God bless you and Ron Paul's campaign. I just wanted to say that demon piece of trash you had on earlier is an enemy of God and a mercenary for hell itself. To receive a bounty for the souls of children is so despicable, I can't even believe it. You know, God said it would be...
You need a radio talk show. We need to get this guy's number and give him to Ted Anderson to give him a weekend show.
You know, God...
Absolutely.
Said
I love that. Mercenaries of hell with bounties on children.
God said that it would be better that he had never been born at all than to, you know, come up from behind the tribe and attack his little innocent ones. At the very least, he should have a millstone put around his neck and thrown into the deepest part of the ocean. That kind of loving treatment was done to my family when I was only six. And for anybody out there who still thinks this government wouldn't gladly kill you, you just heard the voice of Satan and the New World Order itself. But the reason I called, I have an awesome clip of the day of the liquid bomber. Remember that?
Yes.
At the airport.
Turned out to be totally fake.
Right. I have a 70-second clip of MSNBC going to breaking news of a terrorist hijacking a plane, only to find out it was a retarded patsy.
Go ahead.
And here it goes.
I'm sorry to the other callers.
Repeating announcement, you can't do that. But it looks like it's going to get even deeper there because it's moving so slowly. Are you seeing a lot of people circle? Are they trying to pull over and park?
It's a little bit of both. I think people are trying to get around to their terminal. They're also trying to park and unload their bags. And you're right, Alex. We are seeing cars 2 and 3 deep. And there is a stronger police presence out here, most definitely. And they are trying to keep the traffic moving. And they're also trying to tell people what is going on. Because, of course, it's a little unsettling if you haven't heard the news this morning and you arrive to the airport and you see the somewhat controlled chaos and you see the police officers with the bomb-sniffing dogs. So they're doing their best to get the word out and keep the traffic moving as best they can.
Okay, Jen, busy day at LAX. I'm back to
here. This is the control room. Check out your urgent wires. Al Jazeera's reporting an attempted hijacking of a Qatar Airlines plane foiled.
Okay, Meredith and the control booth giving us what we're getting right here, and Amy and I both looking at our top lines and our hot, and this is just pretty much all we have at this point. Al Jazeera Television reporting that there was a Qatar Airways
plane. Stop right there. I got to stop it. I apologize to Jared and Holden and everybody else. Just call me back tomorrow. I'll go to you first. Just tell them that we didn't get to you. Thanks to all the affiliates, the sponsors, you the listeners. John up there running the show. Everybody, God bless you all. Have a great day. See you back tomorrow.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.